Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
John Fenderson is Bayer Westbred's Wheat Technical Product Manager for the Southern Plains. John, give us your thoughts about how you think our various wheat varieties performed this past growing season, given the dry conditions across the countryside.
Well, Ron, the situation that we had in 2022 with considerably less moisture than what we see in a lot of growing seasons really impacted the performance of varieties and tended to lend itself to varieties that are probably more western adapted, those that have more heat and more drought tolerance. As I look at the information this year, those varieties that tend to be a little bit tougher, maybe not quite as high a yielding, the ones that really handle the stress conditions tended to work their way to the top of the performance charts this year.
Learn more about the wheat varieties from Westbred that are available for fall planting. Check out westbred.com.
It was certainly a positive day for cattle feeders as cash increased more than expected and packers became more aggressive. Generally, cash ranged from $2 to $4 higher, with some cattle in Texas seeing a $5 gain. This was what traders needed to push August futures to triple-digit gains. Trade in later contracts was a bit more hesitant, with premium already factored in. The strong slaughter pace has packers needing more cattle, even though they had been forward contracting some over the past few weeks in the attempt to minimize the need to bid up. October and December hogs pushing to new contract highs, even though gains were confined to double digits. Futures struggled for a while during the day, but found strength into the close despite the tumble of cash and lower cutouts. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed cash down $11.11. Cutouts have struggled this week, posting further weakness with a decline of 36 cents. Now, moving on to the grains, Kansas City wheat's trading down 10 cents, and September Minneapolis wheat's down 8, and we suspect the changes in the 6 to 14-day forecast has something to do with that. Not only will the southwestern U.S. plains see relief from the extreme heat that has blanketed the region for months, the area will also see broad chances for rain, which would offer help for planting conditions in September. December corn is trading up 1 cent early, a quiet start to a day that will turn more interesting after the USDA releases new WASDE reports this morning. New production estimates based on producer surveys, its first estimate of prevented plantings, and possibly results from a second planting survey in the Dakotas and Minnesota. And November soybeans trading down 5 cents early today, but on track for a higher week. Prices are still supported by strong demand for soybean products and prospects for tight soybean supplies, but may also be cautious about anything USDA might say in those reports. We're going to check the futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
At the close yesterday, August live cattle up $1.40, 140.60. October up 62 cents, 145.10. August feeder cattle down 72 cents, 179.95. And September down 40 cents at 184.60. October hogs up 22 cents, 101.07. Kansas City wheat, September up 16.5, 889.25. December was up 15.25, 892. Chicago wheat, September up 11 cents, 810.75. December up 10 cents, 826.25. September corn up 8 cents, 629.25. December is up 9.25, 627.75. September soybeans up 11.25, 1520.25. November up 20.75, 1448.25. December cotton's up 365.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.